We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Weekend's just around the corner. You're already daydreaming about it, especially if you're a mom and this is the weekend that you're going to go out with your comadres, the other moms, the single moms. And you're like, we're going to let loose. No kids, no man. We are going to go out for a mom's night out. All right. So we want to hear, though, this morning, your wildest mom's night out story that's ever happened to you or a friend. All right. 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. And all this is inspired by Monday's Tipsy Talk, where we interview real people, real drunk, saying ridiculous things. In case you missed it, we had Amanda came through and also went by Conchita.
Or whatever and, you wanted know, to call her,
Veronica,
I guess, that night.
She didn't care.
She went out for a mom's night out, and wow, was she lit. So can you top her stories?
Wait, are my kids going to be ashamed of me if they hear this?
I don't know, you
they
tell me.
They better not be. Woo, woo. After 8 months of knowing my baby daddy, I got a baby, and it's not fun. But guess what? I still love the
So when you come to the bars, you're single.
I am, and my name's not Amanda. My name is whatever you want to call me, Ashley, Michelle. If you want me to be Mexican, Veronica, or Concha. Mommy got tipsy, baby.
I love her.
If, sure, you're, if you're a mommy that also got tipsy, baby, we want to hear from you.
I'm sure she really appreciates us playing this again, because the last time we played her being out on Mom's Night Out, her phone was blowing up. All her friends are like, we heard you turn on the radio.
The best part about it, because we talked to her on Tuesday, is like, she's like, oh my gosh, I started getting messages from parents. She works at a school. She's got students. She teaches, right? Yeah. They got some messages from parents going, we need to hang out, girl.
She got real cool, though. Yeah, that's right? A good thing.
I think as a teacher, though, that bolsters her street cred with
hell
the parents.
Because yeah.
Then when she says like a letter, sends a letter home, they go, oh, she knows what's up.
Yeah.
She's not one of those like sensitive teachers who's overreacting. She's my girl.
Absolutely.
You're in trouble, kid.
We want to hear your wildest mom's night out stories. I know you have them. You can be anonymous if you'd like, if you don't want everybody to know exactly who you really are. 877-971-HITS. Bad mom turn up stories. Roxanne from Long Beach. Good morning.
Good morning.
Roxanne. Wow, you sound so proper. So we know this story is going to be great.
Right, exactly.
Because as you're being so proper, you need those breaks to just let loose. What's your wildest mom's night out story?
Oh my goodness. It actually just happened a couple weekends ago. My girlfriend and I were out, and it was about 2 in the morning, so everything shut down, and we decided we wanted to stay out. So we went to the casino, and we were there just having a really, really good time, and we met this really, really sexy guy, and we ended up, like, talking to him. We both thought he was super attractive, uh-huh, and we decided to get a hotel all together.
Whoa.
Wait, hold up. Are you a single mom?
I am.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, cool. I mean, not that. Hey, it's your life. Live it. Yeah, if you and your married mom friends want to go out and have a three-way with some rando at a casino, I ain't gonna judge you.
I mean, we're assuming that that's what happened, but maybe not.
I mean, what are you? Is all gonna tell stories and hit the mini bar?
Absolutely.
You're gonna sit down and play
Monopoly,
Uno.
Exactly.
So what happened?
So it wasn't a three-way. I mean, it could have been. We definitely talked about it.
Wow.
But
it was on the table.
Yeah, it was off the table. But it ended up being like a competition between us of like who was going to get the guy.
Oh, all right. So like a little duel, a little sex duel.
And what did you do for the competition?
I mean, it was just little things like, okay, like who was going to dress more sexier? And like, it felt like we were like catering to him. Like, oh, what do you need? And we didn't know this guy at all. Like, we didn't even know his name until the second night.
Who ended up winning?
I did.
Hey!
She wouldn't be calling in to tell us about a loss.
Yeah. I totally lost to my girlfriend. Well, Roxanne, thank you for calling in and confessing. That is definitely a wild night right there. And this guy's luckiest night ever at the casino.
Yeah, that's right. He's like, I lost in craps, but I came up in everything else.
For sure. Yes. No pun intended. Roxanne, thank you for listening. Have a great weekend.
You too, thanks.
Joanna from Whittier, where the girls are prettier.
That's right. That's right.
And especially if they're moms.
That's
they're
right.
Super hot.
That's the attitude you want to have when you're going out as a mom in Whittier. Just that kind of swag and confidence.
Tell us your bad mom's turn-up story, girl. What went down?
Oh, my God. All right. So I hope that, like, the hubbies don't recognize my voice because they're all homies, and this is going to be a sick burn, but I have to say it. So, like, you know, the movie Bad Moms came out. I have, like, a group of, like, five good friends, and then, like, our mans all, like, you know, they hang out. And so this movie came out. We all got together, like, oh, let's go watch it. Cool, all right. So, of course, you know, we start, like, all right, let's take a bottle of wine, take the big purses, you know, like, stack them up with drinks.
Yes.
And, you know, so we get there. We're watching the movie, drinking wine. Towards the end of the movie, you know, we're all, like, hyped up. We just seen Bad Moms. We all, like, identify with a mom. We're like, you know what, screw this, let's go to Tijuana. And we're not, nobody knows.
This is incredible.
Wait. Hold up, you went from the movie Bad Moms with purses full of wine to like, let's go to Tijuana.
Like, let's just go wild, screw this, let's do this.
At what point in time did the hubbies find out that you guys were in Mexico?
Well, this was the crazy part. So it was a Saturday, right? So they knew we were going to go out, and they know us. Like, going out is not just going to be 2 hours, right? So I'm assuming 3 o'clock in the morning came, and none of us were home. So I guess they started, like, hey, where's the girls? So I'm like, hey, is your girl home? Like, no, what's up? Like, what's going on? So we didn't come home till the next day, Sunday, like, around 1 p.m. But by this time, we had already answered our phones. And we're like, yup, you're not going to find us. We'll come back later. It was crazy.
This is the biggest the biggest double standard in the history of relationships or marriages I've ever heard. Is the bad moms go out, they decide they're going to Tijuana, they take off, they don't even say anything about it, and you're just like, we're assuming they all figured it out.
That's cute and funny.
Oh,
right?
My God. Imagine if the bad husbands did that.
Whatever. Divorce. I love this so much. This is great.
I mean, it's better to say sorry than to ask for permission.
Oh, get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Joanna, you got some badass comadres. Wow. I got to say that. Those are some ride or dies. Joanna, thank you so much. But on the real, what if the hubbies would have done that?
No pasa nada.
Nothing happens. Sure.
Yeah, nothing happens.
Sure.
I'm just kidding. It would have been a whole different ballgame.
Yeah. Hell to pay.
Brian's right. Good times. Wow, there it is. Moms turn up.
Sometimes on this show, we have amazing listeners, great family listeners. Sometimes people just say something that literally leaves me speechless.
You went to Tijuana
and just said, they'll figure it out.
Yeah, they're making me feel like I need to step up my single girl game because going to Tijuana, I've never done that with my friends. I got to get cooler.
You're not even on their level at all.
I know.
Chelsea's version is like, oh my gosh, I'm on the east side of the 110.
What am I ever going to do?
I left the west side. Oh my God.
I hate you.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.